يا رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة، ادفع بالتي هي أحسن، فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله، إنه هو السميع العليم. ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر، لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أما بعد. Most human beings, they want to have high status in this world and hereafter. اکثر انسان وہ یہی چاہتے ہیں کہ ہمارا درجہ اللہ کے ہاں بھی اونچا ہو جائے اور اس دنیا میں بھی اونچا ہو. اسی کی ساری جنگ ہے، اسی کی ساری لڑائی ہے، شیطان کی جنگ بھی اسی کی ہے اور بندے سے جنگ بھی اسی بات کی ہوتی ہے. Wherever there is فساد، disruption، fighting between families, between husband and wife, and up to the international level, it is because either they want high status and control and love and fame over other people, or everyone wants to be high status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, that they want to be one of the friends of Allah and awliya Allah. So when this is the condition and state of human being, The difference is how they want to achieve it. There is one way which Allah has shown how to achieve this in this world and hereafter, and there is one way which you think yourself. And those people who attain this status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the way shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the people who really achieved and are successful. And one of them is the great wali of this ummah, entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unparalleled knowledge and ma'rifah, and a great gnostic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Mawlana Abdul Aziz Al-Dabbab Al-Hasani Al-Fasi Rahimahullah, was born in this month on exactly this date, which is today's date now, 11th Safar. 11th Safar, the Islamic month, the second Islamic month. As I was saying before as well on the TV channel as well, that in the sight of Allah, these are the months. Other months are not in the sight of Allah, they are nothing. It is like, if you, now it is, for example, 20 past 8 or something like this, if you wish, you can turn your clock 2 hours forward and be happy it's 20 past 10. But that is your clock only. There's nothing difference in the how the world is running, the official time. As it is said in a story, that one person who said that you are going to be punished or hanged at 12 o'clock, and there was a big clock in that jail or prison, he went to the clock, actually climbed up the clock and started to hang with the clock so that actually 12 o'clock does not happen. Hanging with the clock, with the needles, we have a big clock actually. I am not going to let actually 12 o'clock happen today. So these things actually do not make any difference really. It is what is in the sight of Allah. In sight of Allah, month, for example, Ramadan, Allah's system is running according to that. Hajj, Allah's system is going to run. It was if it January, February, or Vasak and Chaitar were the months of Allah, then actually it would have been according to those dates. All cultures, they have their own system and calendar. Well, that's up to them. You can set your clock as well at any time you like. You can change the date of your clock. On your clock, you can make it, 20 January 2040. Who can stop you? But it's no more than fooling yourself. So in sight of Allah, it is these dates, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, and these months. And now you can just imagine the foolishness of those people who, according to astrology, they are telling their date of birth. And normally astrologers and Najumis, they ask date of birth, what date, what is your date of birth? 25th February 1970, we tell them very quickly, as though actually now the opening of treasures are going to come. Yes, the opening comes, but of zulma and darkness and devil and sin. These dates have nothing to do with Allah's system. The stars do not know. If stars know any date, they know these dates. Because the heavens, the angels come up and down on the date set by Allah, like Ramadan, Hajj time, Shab-e-Qadr. It is the dates, these dates, heavens and stars they know. And they know very well. On the 10th of Muharram, the sun is going to come down for Qiyamah. He doesn't know February, March, anything like this whatsoever. This is dates just set by people. These are the months set by actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the sight of Allah, Allah has honored these dates and months. Anyhow, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz the Baagh rahmahullah was born on 11th Safar 1095 Hijrah. So almost actually just over 350 years or so. He, alayhi rahma, before his birth, he was foretold by his grandfather. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him in the dream and he said that your daughter, from your daughter they are going to be a wali born, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And he didn't mention just a wali, or he mentioned the waliye kabir. Kabir means actually the greatest wali. The greatest wali will be born from your daughter. And he asked in the dream to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be the father of this person? And even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Abdul Aziz. He said, who is the father of that wali? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the dream to his grandfather, his father will be Mas'ud. Sayyidina Mas'ud al-Dabbal. So he knew actually who to marry his daughter then, because he knew that he is going to be the father. So he married his daughter with Sayyidina Mas'ud al-Dabbal rahmahullah. And his grandfather, who was actually his uncle of his mother, he was to pass away before his birth. He knew he is going to be born, but before his birth he was to pass away. So he left some clothing and some shoes for children as a gift to the mother of Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbal, Sayyida Fariha rahimahullah, that when this child is born, Abdul Aziz, and he becomes into the child age of 6-7 years old, give him this gift. This is, he actually, in those gifts, he contained, he placed the secrets of walaya which he had himself in those gifts. So that whoever is going to wear those, actually, he is going to attain those. And he couldn't see him and meet him, so he gave it actually in the form of that dress. And then Sayyidina Abdul Aziz the Baagh rahmahullah was born. And in his lifetime, he searched for the path of Allah. He was a born wali. He was a born wali, but what he was in search was the very highest level of walaya, which very few people in centuries have reached amongst the awliya Allah. Because when he told what he experiences and his states, his teacher said that we, Sayyidina Mansur rahmahullah said that we have not heard, I have not personally heard over 400 years, 4 centuries that someone achieved this as you have done. And that was his teachers. His teachers, his spiritual mashayikh, many a times kissed his feet because of his highest, although he was very young. But because they could see his status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the knowledge which Allah azza wa jal bestowed upon him, that his teacher and shuyukh Once actually they kissed his feet with the because of the knowledge and the status which he had. So he was such a person. But he spent from the very childhood, he was always in search of more and more closeness to Allah. So as I said, he was a kind of wali, a particular kind of wali beforehand as he was born. But he still was not satisfied. He wanted to go higher and higher and more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was traveling city to city, country to country, and trying to find the path which will take him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kind of state which people will experience in Jannah, he wanted that type of closeness with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So that was a very high objective, very high aim he placed. So he went from person to person. Whoever he heard about that this is the Shaykh, this is the teacher, he would go. He would remain with him for some time, and after, when he will not progress any further, he will move on to others. Until he was not finding, so much so, it is said, in a story mentioned in his Mulfuzat, that once a person in search of a teacher, because if you find the teacher is the key, if a person finds and he has the will and commitment, then nothing can stop him now reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three things he needs: a teacher, he needs commitment and love, and following him. That's it. If he misses one of these things, it's very difficult. Even you can be living in the time of a prophet and still be deprived of the closeness of Allah. You can be living with the ghaus of the time and still away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you don't have the commitment, the obedience, or the love of Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who cannot love a person for Allah, he cannot love Allah as well. A person who cannot love person for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, he cannot love Allah as well. So he, passing from person to person, finally in the one of the days, nights, he used to go to recite the durood and salam, similarly like we are, for example, saying durood or salam majlis, on the shrine of Sayyidina Ali bin Harazim, who was a great wali as well and a contemporary of Imam al-Ghazali, who lived by his time. There, after reciting the durood and salam, and he was coming out, he was not expecting, but he met a person outside his shrine and grave, and he began to speak about the things which he liked to achieve. He began to speak about the closeness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa sawajal. This is what he was after. That's what Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbar rahimahullah wanted. But he then knew that this person knows the path, he knows the aim and objective. Today's problem is that you visit many people who claim to be peers, who claim to be mashayikh, and actually they themselves don't know anything about the suluk and the path to Allah. They only peer for the name of and for bad purposes and to get some money and shirini and things like this. That is, I mean, they are good at that. But they don't know anything about suluk. Suluk means how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ask them, they will say, you do dhikr, you pray. Well, that person knows that anyway. This is no news for him. His problem is that he is indulged in the mud, the dirty mud of sin, And he is slipping again and again. He wants to come out from it and reach the fragrant, the flowery bed and ground and the garden of bliss of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had this experience, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, that many of the people he met, they didn't have an idea of the suluk. You go, they'll tell you azkar, ye wird padho, do this wird, we'll write a ta'weez for you, we'll do a wird for you, we'll do a dua for you, do our bayah, mari bayat karlo, mari khidmat karo, mari madrasay ko paise do, mari khankah ko paise do, ye karo, wo karo. But really they were supposed to serve the people, not actually being served by them. Primarily, they were not really meant to be served. They are meant to serve. And they don't have idea of suluk. Misluk meaning the path which leads a person to the closeness of Allah. Every person who wants to go to Kaaba Sharif now, he should have a vision. How I'm going to go there, I'm going to go to the airport, then a person needs visa, then a person needs passport, then he needs to sit on the plane, then he actually wants to put on a ihram and he wants to go to Kaaba. There is a sequence, there are certain things and conditions. Similarly, like there are conditions to reach the house of Allah, there are conditions to reach Allah as well. With merely doing zikr and repeating dhikr, you are not going to reach Allah. Because if this was the thing, then Rasulullah would have mentioned only this. But he mentioned all these things which are related to the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if you have a peer or if you don't have, you should definitely ask them the most important thing. Tell me about the closeness of Allah and how to get. And then the ball is in your court, you achieve or not. But if there is no haqiqat there, then even if you want to achieve, then you can't as well. If you are finding water in the desert, you won't find there. You only find sand there. But someone takes you to the sea, and then you don't take water, it's up to you. Then you are to blame. So he met this person who finally gave him the wird and the teaching of the path to Allah, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wird of Allahumma ya Rabbi bijahi Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ijma' bayni wa bayna Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Abdullah fi dunya qabla al-akhirah. It means, O Allah, gather me, unite me with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in this world before the hereafter. This he was given by Sayyidina Ahmad Khidr. Sayyidina Ahmad Khidr is one of the awliya and saliheen, one of the mashayikh of Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jailani, rahimahullah. He gave this wird which at least takes 14 hours to recite. 14 hours. And we want the same kind of closeness and same kind of nearness of walaya and thing, and finding it hard to give half an hour. And he stays steadfast on this 14 hour wird for 4 years. He was just doing that wird, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reciting this darood, which is written here as well on the left side of mine. See, that darood is written, darood Muhammadiya, the darood which takes you to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. یہ وہ درود شریف ہے جو لکھا ہوا ہے, وہ دعا ہے جو حضرت خضر نے بتائی. So he, 4 years he was reciting, he was almost 29, meaning at that time he was almost 30 years old, or actually a little bit more. Finally, once after reciting all these four, and he was going day in, day out, one day he came to the city to buy some fish, oil for the fish, to cook fish for his family. So this shows actually that many people, they got announcement of Nabuwa and Walaya whilst they were serving other people like their families, earning livelihood. Is not against the teachings of Islam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam received the message of Nabuwa when he went to get something to relieve his wife from the pain of childbirth, for she became ill. During the journey, his wife became ill in the jungle. When they were from Madian to Egypt, they were coming. And he said to you, sit here, I will bring some fire. He saw fire. I'll bring some fire for you and ask some directions as well, where we are going. So whilst he's going to help his wife or a creation of Allah or the other person, because only one person was with him. There was not other people with him. So he, when he went there, he received the announcement of the Nabuwa. When he heard the voice of Allah, Inni an Allah, I am Lord Almighty. La ilaha illa, there is no God except me. Ana fa'budni, worship me. Waqim as-salata li zikri, and establish salah for my remembrance. And other teachings as well. So, earning, being good, having compassion upon creation, this is necessary element if you want closeness of Allah. You cannot get closeness of Allah whilst you are dissatisfied, you are angry with the creation, you are harsh with them, you are confiscating and violating their rights. You should forget about the closeness of Allah. All you are going to get is the closeness of shaitan. Because you are his friend now. That's his job. That's what he does is, he is doing zulm on people. He is severing relationship of people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People want to have good relationship with Allah. He is not having compassion upon them. He is trying to pull them, pull their legs towards hellfire. And when you do that same thing, you are also doing zulm on people. You become his friend. Like the Quran is mentioned, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The extravagant people who spend their money uselessly on luxuries and other things, فضول خرچی جو کرتے ہیں, اللہ پاک نے فرمایا وہ شیطان کے بھائی ہیں. They are the brothers of شیطان. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ Kanu ikhwan ash-shayateen. They are the brothers. Why? Because this wealth they could have spent on the creation of Allah. So they're not spending on the creation of Allah, they're wasting it here on themselves. So they become the brother of shaitan. And if you oppress people, you confiscate and violate their rights, you become friend of shaitan. And if you love dunya, you marry the daughter of shaitan. So these are all relatives of shaitan. Fazool kharch shaitan ke bhai hain, logon par zulm karne wale shaitan ke dost hain, aur duniya se mohabbat karne wale shaitan ke jamai hain, aur uske jo hai son in law hain, they are in son in law. Ye uski puri family hai. Aur ghibat aur chugli karne wale wo shaitan ka zikr karne wale hain. Ek hai Allah ka zikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, speaking the truth. This is the dhikr of Allah. Ek hai, jhoot, chugli, ghibat, dhoka dahi, gali. This is dhikr of shaitan. If you do dhikr of shaitan, you get closer to shaitan. Simple as that. If you do dhikr of Allah, you'll get closer to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, Dabbaw, rahmahullah, he went there to get some oil, and there, it was the day of Eid, the great opening he experienced, in which a person travels so many stages through heavens and earth and angels and these seven heavens, that finally he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in state of wakefulness. In state of wakefulness, as actually Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seen by Sahaba, he saw in the same vision actually. But as I say, that this is, a person does not become a company. One is well where other people see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in mushahida, in dream, or in wakefulness state, in muraqabah. That is a completely different thing. That is not what Sayyid Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahimahullah meant. That mushahida, when you go, is almost 2,500 stations you travel and pass, only then you meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that state. This is called mushahida fikr. This is also a blessing. It's a great blessing. The person who have this, it's a sign he has purity of faith, at least at that time. He has a purity of faith. Uska iman saaf hai in that time, until he corrupts it further. Anyway, then he, when this happened, he entered the Diwan of Salihin. The Diwan of Salihin is the assembly of Awliya Allah which gather together outside Ghare Hira every 24 hours with the angels, and matters to happen next 24 hours are presented to them and executed to them like angels. And ahead of them is the Ghaus, and his assistant is the Wakil, and then his further assistants are the seven Qutubs. There are seven Qutubs only at any one time. Then he said, when he entered the majlis, he was Qutb, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh. And the Ghaus was Shaykh Ahmad bin Abdullah al-Masri, rahmahullah, who is buried in the same graveyard, which went to Morocco with me this time. We went to visit his grave, the Ghaus of time, Ahmad bin Abdullah Misri, buried much higher than Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh. But after he passed away, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, rahmahullah, became the Ghaus of time, and he was Ummi. He hadn't studied from someone. His teacher was Allah, and his book was the Lohe Mahfuz and preserved tablet. That was his syllabus. And his explanation, the person who would explain things to, is the Prophet ﷺ. Because many a times he was asked questions by scholars of hadith and tafsir and fiqh and the imams of time. And if he wasn't sure, he would ask, he said, we will ask the Prophet ﷺ. So we will ask him and answer to them. He could differentiate between Zaif ahadith, Sahih ahadith, and Maudu ahadith without knowing the books, because he was asked, how can he differentiate? He never studied hadith. But how can he differentiate between sahih and wrong and daif and fabricated? He said, when everyone speaks, whichever word which they speak, there is a kind of light which comes out of the person's mouth. If he speaks with Quran, if he recites Quran, there is a different type of light, which is uncreated type light. If he reads hadith, then there is a different kind of light of Rasulullah, so there is Nure Muhammadi in there. And if they are not there, this means it is saying of someone else. So he said that like when it's cold, like now it's cold winter time, when you sometime breathe, you see a kind of smoke coming out of your whiteness. That's the kind of light a person can see. More evident rather than this. So he was such a person, and he used to say, when scholars asked him, that someone says there's more names of Allah than 100. Some had said 150, some said 500, some said 2000. The largest or the whole of is 2,500 names of Allah. And when Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahimahullah was asked that, are there 2,500 names of Allah? He said that with every blink of an eye, I see round 100,000 names of Allah. And once what I have seen, I never see it again. So imagine, like I am blinking, with every blink, 100,000 names of Allah. That is the kind of arif and a wali he was. With every blink of an eye, the seer of 100,000 names. And once his disciple Imam Ahmad Mubarak mentioned to Sayyidina Abdul Aziz about a wali passed in Egypt. His name was Sayyidina Ibrahim Ad-Dasuqi, who was a big wali, great wali of his time. Ibrahim Ad-Dasuqi. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh said he was from the Kabar Awliya, from the greatest awliya which passed in the Summa. His disciple asked that, "Yes, Sayyidi, how is it that you know he was great wali when you've not studied books?" Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh said, "There is barzakh, the world after this world. The world where we wait and for the day of judgment. The world where we live until the day of judgment." He said, "In that place, the first heaven, second heaven, dusra asman, tisra, chautha, panchwa, chatta, satwa, seven heavens in the shape of funnel, like a funnel, small towards the bottom and big as it goes further. And above it is a dome, so it's like shape like this, for example, like this piece. It's constricted here and it actually goes in. And above it is a dome." And he said, "In that dome, it is only the soul of Rasulullah ﷺ goes there sometimes, or the spirits of greatest awliya, not others. So I have seen Hazrat Ibrahim the Suki living there. So from that I know," so it means that all the time barzakh was in front of him. He could see the first seven heaven, the seven earths, and what was happening in them. And he used to say that, "Where are seven heavens? Where are seven? They are all in my chest. I see them here." This is penetrating vision. And he, rahmahullah, said, Hazrat Ibrahim the Suki lived about 500-600 years before him. 500-600. And he said that if Hazrat Ibrahim the Suki was to live 500 years up to now, this time, and he was to gain closeness to Allah day by day, day by day, day by day, he said, "What Allah has blessed me," he said, "Abdul Aziz, your brother Abdul Aziz, what he has, the level of closeness which Allah has blessed, or I have traveled to closeness of Allah from yesterday to today, is more than that even." So one cannot imagine, one cannot imagine. It is unimaginable, he stated. He stands out unique, and in the barzakh it is known, people like Imam Ghazali, other great awliya which you know by names, they come and sit in his company and ask and learn from him. And he also mastered Quran, Hadith, and with the divinely knowledge, with divine gifted knowledge. He said, people used to ask him question. He used to know the books which were revealed on previous Anbiya, and he used to know their contents, and with the contents, and even the books which do not exist now, at his time as well. They're not existing. He could read every language. He could speak every language. He could speak the animal's language, the bird's language, and the language is known. He was a Suryani speaking person. Suryani is the language of arwah, of the spirits, of the angels. The Suryani is the language in which you will be asked question in the grave. Because the language of Ruh, your Ruh, and angels, they both speak Suryani. So the question is going to be in Suryani. And nowadays on the world, on the face of the earth, no one knows Suryani except the awliya who participate in the majlis of Saliheen outside the Ghare Hira. No one knows Suryani. If a person says, "I am Qutb," ask him about Suryani. He says, "I am Ghawz, I am great wali." Okay, good and well. "Tell us your name, how you say in Suryani, how do you speak Suryani?" And if they say they don't know, then they say it is, you might be in the assembly, but you might be somewhere else in an assembly, not in the assembly of awliya. Because it is a tested thing. It is, anyone can be asked, it is not secret. You can ask him simple question, what alif means in Suryani, what ba means in Suryani, what ta means, what sa means, what jeen means. And if he knows Suryani, he will know the meaning of alif, lam, meem as well. Kaf, ha, ya, ain, swad as well. Yaseen as well. This will not be hidden knowledge for him. It's obvious knowledge. But only those awliya, they know. And this was the language of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. That Adam alayhi salam, jab tashreef laye, aapki yahi zuban thi. Arabi bhi isi se nikli hui hai. Abrani bhi isi se nikli hui hai. Arabi has come out of it. Abrani has come out of it. All other languages have come out of Suryani. This was the original language of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So, it has names of Allah in Suryani. Ye jo naam hai Allah, this is also a Suryani word, really. It's not an Arabic, actually, as such. It's a Suryani language. It was found by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was the first one to say Allah. But then, it is, in Arabic it is said as well. But it is originally, it is Suryani. And those letters which are before the surahs, like Yaseen, Taha, Kafha, Ya'in, Alif, Lam, Mim, they are Suryani language. The rest of the Quran is in Arabic language. So that's why the Arabic people even don't know what Alif, Lam, Mim means. They say, we don't know, Allah knows. And then His Messenger knows. And these awliya with the teaching of, So, names of Allah in Suryani are like, for example, Atma, Tamithan, Ahma, Hamithan. These are the names of Allah. These were the names of Allah from Vedas, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But this language is not actually understood. Anyway, finally, as people like these, they don't live very long, otherwise the secrets of the secrets and the unseen world, they just become unveiled and known actually, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want them to be known. So people like him actually do not live long. He passed away in age of 37 years old. 37 years old, how young he was and how much status he achieved. And why I benefit from him? Because he said in his lifetime that Allah has given special power to my spirit, that even after dying, my spirit has the permission to actually come into this world again and visit wherever I wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me permission. So he was a person like this. So this encouraged me rather as well to visit him and to benefit from him. And he, rahmahullah, his benefit and his tariqah will actually remain until day of judgment. And many of his shuyukh, he had 10 big shuyukh and peers and awliya. Amongst them, Hazrat Khidr radiallahu ta'ala. Amongst them, Hazrat Ali bin Isa Maghribi, Hazrat Abdullah Barnawi, Sayyidina Ali bin Isa Maghribi, Hazrat Ahmad bin Abdullah Misri, Hazrat Mansur, and these and some others. And Hazrat Umar bin Muhammad al-Hawari and his grandfather Arabi al-Fashtali. And he is followed Shadali Mashayikh and some other silsilas as well. But because of the blessing and their love and honor to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they named their tariqah Tariqah Muhammadiyah. And I was saying in the channel as well, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmahullah quotes him in his books and fatawa very frequently. Also his blessed name and his teachings, and also the word Tariqatul Muhammadiyah, the book of Tariqah Muhammadiyah. Because the love which people say, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan sahab, he also attained it through the mashayikh and awliya and saliheen. He inherited that love and that attachment with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from these mashayikh and awliya and salihin, especially from Maghrib. And so now for you and me, the matters are very simple, that we just follow his basic teachings and inshallah we will at least be saved from hellfire, even if we don't achieve the friendship and the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will just read one hadith to you, that why these people achieve high status. Why these people achieve high status? Because they do the things which takes them to high status. Imam Bazzar narrates, Imam Tabrani narrates, Imam Bazzar ne rivayat kiya, Imam Tabrani ne hadith likhi, Sayyidina Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے روایت کیا, فرمایا کہ کیا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, کیا میں تمہیں ایسی چیز نہ بتا دوں جس کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ درجات کو بلند کرتا ہے, کیا تمہیں میں یہ نہ بتا دوں کہ دنیا اور آخرت میں کون سا عمل سب سے بہتر ہوتا ہے, اللہ کے ہاں جس سے درجے بڑھتے ہیں وہ عمل جو سب سے بہتر, the عمل which is highest in the sight of Allah, the amal which raises your status in the sight of Allah. And he said, Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وہ جو شخص یہ چاہتا ہے کہ اسے جنت میں اونچا محل ملے اور اس کے درجے بڑھیں, if someone wants a very high status and he wants a very very big kingdom and palace in Jannah, it is these things, he said, these things, what I'm going to mention. Awliya Allah, they adopt these things and we go against them, so our status falls. We go a little bit higher, one step up, two steps down, because of doing things which I mentioned in, even in the verse of Quran which I recited, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned there as well, an indication. Kya wo amal hain? Farmaya ke جس سے تم ولی بن جاؤ گے, قرب خاص, تمہیں خاص ولایت ملے گی, لائک سب سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی, لائک سب سیدنا عبد العزیز دباؤ. وہ کیا ہے؟ فرمایا کہ جو کوئی جاہلانہ کلام کرے تو تم برداشت اور حوصلہ دکھاؤ. If anyone speaks with you out of ignorance, کوئی گالی دیتا ہے, کوئی جاہلانہ کلام کرتا ہے, کوئی بدتمیزی کرتا ہے, شو یور پیشنس دیئر, ہولڈ یور گراؤنڈ دیئر, مرتے نہیں ہو تم, وہاں کھڑے ہو جاؤ حوصلے کے ساتھ, برداشت کر جو وہ گھونٹ کو پی جاؤ. اللہ کو یہ چند گھونٹ بڑے پسند ہیں, سم سپس اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ لائکس ویری مچ فار دا ہز سرونٹس ٹو ڈرنک, اینڈ ون از دا سپ آف اینگر, کہ جو غصے کو جو ہے اور اس طرح کی بدتمیزی کو برداشت پی جاتا ہے, گھونٹ پی جاتا ہے. اب ہم نے یہ کرنا نہیں, اسی درجہ ہمارا ادھر کا ادھر ہی ہے. If you want to be have something different from people, you will have to do something different. If you want what you don't have, you have to do what you never did before. کتنا سیدھی بات ہے. اگر آپ وہ درجہ کچھ چاہتے ہیں جو پہلے آپ کے پاس نہیں ہے, تو اب کام بھی کچھ ایسا کرنا پڑے گا جو پہلے نہیں کرتے تھے. And one of this, all these فضیلت, کہ درجات کی بلندی, and Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said the اخلاق, these are the characteristics of the people of Jannah, اور دنیا اور آخرت میں سب سے بہتر کام, not in this world but in آخرہ as well. میں دنیا اور آخرت میں, فرام دس ورلڈ اینڈ ہیئر آفٹر, اب دیز آر دی اعمال وچ کین ٹیک یو ہائی فلائنگ اپ دیئر. نفل پڑھنے سے بہت دیر لگے گی جاتے ہوئے اللہ کا قرب پہنچتے ہوئے, نفلی روزے رکھنے سے بہت دیر لگے گی, اس کام سے بندہ اس لائک کرولنگ, زمین پر جو ہے گھسٹ گھسٹ کے چلنا اور جہاز میں جا کے بیٹھ کے جانا, اتنا فرق ہے. فرمایا ایک کام یہ کہ کوئی جاہلانہ کلام کرے, کوئی میاں بیوی ہیں اور لوگ ہیں, دوست ہیں, کمیونٹیز ہیں، دشمن ہیں، وہ کرتے رہتے لوگ جاہلانہ کام. جاہلوں والی بات وہی ہے کہ جو بے وقوفانہ اونچی اونچی کی چیخنا پہلو، یہی گدوں والا عادت ہے، گدوں والی عادت. اللہ نے قرآن جید میں فرمایا ان انکر الاصوات لصوت الحمید. لقمان رضی اللہ کی ان وصیت نقل کی، انہوں نے بیٹے فرمایا بیٹا لا تسعر خدک للناس، اور ساتھ یہ بھی نصیحت کی کہ بھائی اونچی آواز نہ کیا کو چیخا، چیخ کے باتیں کیوں کرتے ہو؟ اگر چیخنے میں کوئی اچھی چیز ہے تو گدے کی آواز سب کو اچھی لگتی ہے، کیونکہ وہ اس کی آواز سب سے اونچی ہوتی ہے. وہ سب اللہ پر فرمایا اس کی آواز تو ہز وائس ڈنکیز وین ایکچولی دے اسپیک، تو اس کی آواز اچھی نہیں لگتی، ان کر الاصوات بری لگتی ہے، بھائی یہ کیا ہے چپ ہو جائے. تو چیخنے میں اگر خوبی آئے تو وہ اس کو سب پسند کرتے ہیں. تو سمجھ جاؤ کہ چیخنے میں، اونچی آواز کرنے میں کوئی خوبی نہیں ہے، لڑائی کے وقت بھی چیخنے میں کوئی خوبی نہیں، اس میں نرمی میں جو ہے وہ ہے. تو فرمایا کہ ایک کام تو یہ کہ جو کوئی جاہلانہ کلام کرے تو حوصلہ دکھاؤ، سٹینڈ، برداشت کر جو انشاءاللہ when you tolerate, tolerance will increase in you. صبر نہیں آتا، صبر نہیں آتا، صبر کہاں سے پیدا کرو گے تو آئے گا نا، صبر کرو گے تو صبر آئے گا. صبر کرو گے، کھانا کھاتے ہو تو گوشت آتا ہے، تو یہ جو غصہ کھاؤ گے تو صبر آئے گا. صبر کا بھی جو ہے وہ طریقہ ہے نا، جس طرح کے وٹامن کھاؤ گے وہی پیدا ہوں گے جسم میں. غصے کو پیو گے تو برداشت پیدا ہوگی، غصے کو کھاؤ گے تو برداشت پیدا ہوگی. تو یہ ہے کرنا، یعنی غصہ پینا، جاہلانہ کلام کا حوصلہ دکھاؤ، اسٹینڈ یور گراؤنڈ، ایک دم غصے ہو کے، ریڈ ہو کے انسٹنٹلی ایکشن میں ہو جانا، یہ اچھا عمل نہیں ہے. دوسرا فرمایا کہ جو تم پر ظلم کرے، اینی ون ہو اپریسز یو، وین یو گیٹ اپرچونیٹی ٹو ٹیک ریونج، فور گیو ہم. جو کسی نے تم پر ظلم کر دیا، اب جب تمہاری طاقت بڑھ گئی، تمہیں قابو حاصل ہو گیا اس پر، اب تم معاف کر دو. یہ ہیں اہل جنت کے اخلاق، دیز آر دی اخلاق آف قطب زنبدال، یہ ان کے اخلاق. اب یہ نہیں پائے جاتے، اس کو ولایت کی بو بھی نہیں لگی، ہی فردر وے. ظالم کو یعنی معاف کرنا، دیٹ سم ون ہو ڈز ظلم اپن یو، لیکن وین یو گیٹ اپرچونیٹی، اب آپ کی طاقت بڑی ہے، آپ معاف کر، جسے یوسف علیہ السلام نے معاف کیا، دیکھو نا وہ صدیق ہیں، یوسف صدیق. When رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم got dominance over people of مکہ، what he said I say same thing as یوسف my brother said، لا تقریب علیکم اليوم، آج تم پر کوئی بدلہ نہیں ہے، کوئی گناہ نہیں ہے. دیکھیں نا، انبیاء کے یہ اخلاق ہیں، اولیاء کے یہ اخلاق، اسی لیے اللہ کے ہاں ان کے درجات بلند ہیں. ہمارے پاس ہوتا بھی کچھ نہیں، یہی سوچتے ہیں اور کچھ نہیں تو بدوائی کر دو اس کے لیے، چلو جی، دس از اے مین تھنگ ٹو ڈو. یہ تو بالکل ہی گھٹیا چیز ہے جو ہے، مطلب اور کچھ نہیں بنا، یہ ذاتی معاملات میں کرنا. جب دین کا معاملہ ہو، اور لوگوں پر ظلم کا معاملہ ہو، وہاں تو پھر بعض دعا ان کے خلاف کرنا پڑتی ہے. بڑی چیز matters between people، اور کچھ نہیں بس چلتا، تو اللہ کو لوگ پائیں، اللہ ککھ نہ روے تیرا. Now these are the things actually which shows that he doesn't have anything، but if he had he would destroy the whole of the world. اگر اس کے پاس ہوتا یہ ساری دنیا کو ختم کر دیتا. اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ شکر کرو اللہ نے گدے کو سینگ نہیں دیے، that is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has not given or created horns like bull on donkeys، ورنہ وہ سب کی زندگی موت جینا حرام کر دیتے ہر وقت، مطلب ہے یعنی. تو یہ ظلم کو معاف، ظالم کو معاف کرنا. پھر کہا کہ جو تمہیں محروم رکھے اسے عطا کرنا، جو تمہیں یعنی نقصان پہنچاتا ہے، تمہارے ٹانگیں کھینچتا ہے، اور تمہیں جب جہاں موقع ملتا ہے تمہارا نقصان کرتا ہے، عزت کا بھی مال کا بھی، لیکن جب تمہیں موقع ملے، یہ نہیں کہ صرف اس کو کچھ نہ کہو بلکہ تم اس کو دو، اس کو اس کی عزت بڑھاؤ، اس کو مالی فائدہ پہنچاؤ، اس کو کرو. The third one, Prophet ﷺ said, that when someone deprives you of honor, deprives you of position, deprives you of wealth, deprives you of health, when you get the opportunity, don't only forgive him, but give honor to him, give wealth to him if you can, if you have. Usko de do, jo bhi to. Tumhe nafa pucha sakte ho, dua kar sakte ho, usko de do. Ye hai tariqa Muhammadiyah ke asool. Some of the akhlaq and principles of tariqa Muhammadiyah hi bante hain. Aur kya, ye kitab hi sari tariqa Muhammadiyah ke asool par hai. Look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. A person who have done magic upon him. Ek Yahudi Labid bin Asim ne jadu kar diya aap sallam par. Jab jadu kar diya, when he did magic upon him, Jibreel alayhi salam came and told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, informed him, this is this person who have done magic in such a such way. اب جادوگر بھی ایسے خبیث لوگ ہیں ایسے شیطانی لوگ ہیں لوگوں کو نقصان پہنچاتے ہیں گھروں میں نقصان پہنچاتے ہیں and they actually get the result from Allah سبحانہ وتعالی which is may they are harmed their ایمان is harmed they play with people's دنیا and their آخرہ is harmed so they are a very lossful businessmen کوئی گھر بنا رہے ہوتے ہیں لوگ when some people are making houses bricks tar cement یہ جا کے اس میں کچھ ڈال آتے ہیں جاتے ہیں in the cement or will they throw something in there and water کچھ کا یہ جادو ٹونا so that the house which will be built using those bricks that cement will have influence of magic so anyone who comes lives there he will be actually influenced یہ کہتے ہیں نا کئی گھروں میں نوست ہے یا گھروں پہ جادو وہ یہی وجہ ہوتی ہے کہ وہ طریقہ یہ اختیار کرتے ہیں بعض کہ جب وہ گھر بنایا جا رہا ہوتا ہے اس کے دوران ہی وہ جا کے کچھ اس کے کر دیتے ہیں ڈال دیتے ہیں اینٹوں میں گارے میں مٹی میں سینڈ میں سیمنٹ میں اور اینی ادر تھنگ پینٹ میں وہ کر دیں سو ویئر ایور اٹ ول بی جو بھی آئے گا اس پر کچھ نہ کچھ اثر ہوگا ہی از گوئنگ ٹو بی انفلوئنس Anyway, these people who do this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone did magic, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was affected by it. He used to have headache all the time. Aap alayhi wa sallam sar dard karta rehta tha. Kitne hafte guzar gaye. He alayhi wa sallam, because of the effect, used to forget things sometime. Worldly matters. Deeni matters, obviously he was under the protection of Allah. Worldly matters. Jibreel alayhi salam came, told this is the person, Labid bin Asim. He had done magic. Prophet alayhi salam was given shifa. The magic was taken out. Surat al-Falaq and Nas was revealed. And Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallam, shall we go and kill him and punish him? Because we know for sure Jibreel has told that this person. Prophet alayhi salam said, Allah have given me shifa. I do not like to harm anyone. وہی تو شفا سے غرض اللہ نے مجھے شفا دے دی ہے میں کسی کو there is mentioned in the books of hadith books of seerah that this man Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم could have expelled from Medina if not punished but it is mentioned that whenever he came to the majlis of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم even the feeling and the way of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم blessed face would not change slightly when seeing him or sitting with him that this person like we are aur kuch nahi hai to isko you know look at him with not actually gentle and lovely glances or actually just actually show your disgust or this person is magician and this person has done this they say that even this person whenever he met Prophet ﷺ's face, they didn't see any texture or even actually any expression of his face change that to so that this person knows that because of that the Prophet ﷺ is keeping nauzubillah grudge with me, etc. Yani sari zindagi jitna wo raha Madina mein bhi us بہت برا کام کیا اس نے آپ علیہ السلام پر جادو کیا. آپ علیہ السلام فرمایا مجھے اللہ نے شفا دی, میں کسی کو تکلیف نہیں دینا چاہتا. اور جب بھی وہ آتا کبھی مجلس میں تو صحابہ کہتے ہیں کہ حضور علیہ السلام نے چہرے پر کبھی شکن بھی نہیں آئی, کوئی تبدیلی نہیں آئی تھی اس کو دیکھ کر کے اس کے بھائی کرتے بھائی تو نو لک ایٹ دی اسٹیٹ آف آورز, پہلے تو پتہ ہی نہیں. اینڈ دین وی گو, اچھا جی حساب کتاب لاؤ ہم. آلموسٹ دے آلویز ہیو ان مائنڈ یہ رشتے دار اور یہ دوسرے لوگ, دے آلریڈی ہیو نیمز. اچھا ہاں ہاں فلاں ہم سے حسد کرتا ہے, اس نے یہ کیا ہوگا, ٹھیک ہے. اینڈ دے آر آلسو دیئر فرینڈز, عامل بھی ان کے دوست ہیں. کہتے جس طرح کی روح اس طرح کے فرشتے, لائک ان کے جو جانے والے ہیں ان کو وہاں ملتے بھی ایسے ہی لوگ ہیں. وہ بھی کہتے ہیں نو دو چار نام بتا دیے, یور ریلیٹیوز آر ڈوئنگ دس ایٹسیٹرا ایٹسیٹرا. پھر یہ کہتے ہیں اچھا اب ان پر وار کیسے ہوگا, ہاؤ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو ٹیک ریونج, دے فورگیٹ اباؤٹ دیئر پرابلم. ہاں جی ان کا نہیں بیڑا غرق ہو سکتا. سو دس از کوائٹ ایکچولی ڈسٹرکٹیو بہیویئر, دس از ناٹ بہیویئر آف ایکچولی صالحین اینڈ اسپیشلی پیپل وانٹ کلوزنس ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اور پھر آپ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا اور صفت یہ کہ جو تم سے تعلق توڑے اس سے جوڑو, whoever breaks ties with you, وہ رشتے دار وہ دوست وہ بندہ جو آپ سے توڑتا ہے, کہتا ہے میں نہیں ادنا گل کرنی, I don't want to speak to him, I want nothing to do, I'm not going to his wedding party, I'm not going to attend his, جو توڑ رہا ہے اس کے ساتھ جوڑنا, and to connect with him, even to go with him, even to take extra steps going towards him, who breaks ties to keep ties with him. یہ اخلاق ہیں چار جو ہے جو آپ علیہ السلام نے, اس سے درجات مختلف احادیث سے لیے گئے, یعنی امام حاکم نے روایت کیا, امام مسلم نے روایت کیا, امام طبرانی نے, طبرانی رحمہ اللہ نے. تو یہ چیزیں تھیں سیدنا عبدالعزیز دباغ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ میں, پیپل کوڈ سی ویری ایویڈنٹلی ان ہم. فار پرسنل میٹرز ان ہز لائف ٹائم مینی تھنگز ہیپنڈ, ویری ویری پیشنٹ پرسن, forgiving person. But matters of deen he was very strict. Matters of deen, deen mein sakhti mamle mein hoti hai aur duniyavi mamle mein wo sakhti nahi karte. Tanbeeh karna aur ye karna wo to haq hai. Ab yahi khatam karte hain. Now very briefly, people who have come first time unko dikha dein ye presentation. Some the teaching of Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabba آ رہی ہے ادھر. اوکے جو پہلی دفعہ آئے ہیں دیکھ لیں, یہی ہے آپ کی تعلیمات. یہ دیکھ لیں, دس از دا ہول آف یور لائف ینگ مین. یہ آپ دیکھیں بالکل جو آئے اسپیشلی انگلش اسپیکنگ, دس از ہول آف یور لائف. دس یلو ایریا وچ ویئر از پیریڈ آف نان ایگزٹنس is when only Allah exists, we did not exist. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the world of spirits. So we were spirits at that time. Hum sirf jo hai, wo rooh the, or in the blue area. World of spirits. There, we took a promise from Allah that Allah, we will follow you when we go to dunya. You give us the great kingdom of heaven, we will run. And Allah gave us free will, response to do good and bad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us actually in this world here, where, let me just show you, this earth, where you see the earth now. We are here now, middle of the central point. We are on a very important stage of our lifetime. We came from there, now we are here. Short time we are going to live, and then provided what we do here, we just actually live a life of drugs and dancing and clubbing and zina and actually, you know, all doing all these things, forgetting our purpose, or we actually do the good things and follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to become the friend of Allah. Then when we will die, this is the place we'll go. Until we go to Day of Judgment, we will be in the place, our grave, Allah will turn into Garden of Paradise. It will be like a big kingdom for us. It will be like a big kingdom. And if we have done wrong things, then we go here, our punishment will start, which is a very torturous punishment. Then thereafter there will be Day of Judgment. Allah will decide finally where we are going, good place or the bad place. Then our final decision, if you are purified, pure person, good person, alhamdulillah, you will go in the place which is called Jannah. And if not, then actually this is life in hell, eternal life in hell, which is the place at the bottom, you can see on the right side. So it is, how can you save yourself? We teach you simple things from the teachings of Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh. It is these organs and these sins which are going to take you in hellfire. Either you will abuse the tongue and use it in the wrong way, in doing lying and swearing and cheating and fraud and all these things, or you will use ears in the wrong way, or eyes in the wrong way, hands in the wrong way, private parts, stomach, meaning your earnings or livelihood is lawful or unlawful, and feet, which places you go towards walking. So Tariqah Muhammadiyah teaches you how to live in the world but become free from these sins in a special way, systematic way. In which way how we do it, we divide the problem, big problem, into small. We divide it in the seven organs. So we start with the tongue. And Rasulullah SAW in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has emphasized, if your tongue becomes good, your other amals will become better as well. So how we do it, we will tell you some of the sins, what is backbiting, what is slander, what is lying, etc., etc. And then we'll give you this for accountability. It's between you and Allah. Here you will keep account of your days. Whole day you will try to abstain from bad things and tick in day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, until you go to day 10. There you again say something bad, anything like this. You put a cross there, repent and start again. Again you go to, for example, day 18, you start again. Until you complete 30 days in a row, continuously. Then your tongue will come under control, first time in your lifetime. After that, then we'll give you the sheet of ears or eyes, and then slowly, slowly, you don't have to attend, there's no feast, there's nothing, but we'll give you this material and we'll teach you some zikr, that where the darkness now lies. You see, now the darkness has entered because of sins through our heart and mind, and it's come up here actually where the nafs resides. You will be taught the zikr of Kalima Sharif, how you take the darkness out and the goodness in. You'll be taught how to really do the zikr, the technique and the method taught by the mashayikh. And you'll also be taught how to get rid of the love and attachment which you have with things and women and cars and other things. You'll be taught a special meditation of the name of Allah, as though you look at the name of Allah for a few minutes and you close your eyes, and then you will try to imagine it, so that the imprint of the name of Allah get printed in your heart and mind, and you get free from the attachment of other things which you have fallen victim to, like drugs and smoking and other things, or whatever, love of world, anything. So this is the basic method. Now inshallah, those people who would like to take this method in, or to learn about this in very briefly in 15 minutes or so. After the majlis, they should give their names and they sit on the left or right side, and some brother will give them free material. And be sure there is no hidden, not hidden, anything hidden here, like for example any fees, any charges, any membership, any allegiance, any bear, or any kind of attachment or commitment or nothing whatsoever. This is for you, between you and Allah. Like you go and buy some bananas in the shop, that's between you, and then as the banana you eat it or not. Someone has nothing to do with it. Similarly, this is the banana of Akhirah. This is the fruit of Akhirah. If you take and eat, you will benefit. If you don't, you will suffer. But we would not like you to suffer, and not we do not like ourselves to suffer. And it's being brothers, it is our duty to help and share with you the fruits and the drinks of hereafter. So now it's your turn, actually. You can give your name. Someone will sit with you, English speaking or Urdu speaking, and give you the material, and then you can go, inshallah, and learn.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, inshallah, we have all heard about these great people who have achieved the success, and now it's for our turn in this life, if we want to follow in their footsteps and get out of a life of sin, and slowly, slowly bring these beautiful and blessed teachings into our lives. So those brothers who would like to take advantage of this opportunity, please, if you stand up and give your names, inshallah, and then after the majlis, just for about 15 minutes or so, you will be briefly told how to proceed, and inshallah start your journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I see many new faces in the crowd, so don't be shy, just
especially those new people. There's nothing to lose, only something to gain. Who is going to break the barrier, they will get reward of others as well, inshallah.
As-salam.
Brother.
Sorry, what's your name? Tariq. Zakum. So he's going to follow in Brother Tariq's footsteps. He's made the effort to
follow Tariq. Tariq means star, you see, also. And also Tariq means a person who walks on the Tariq, because Tariq is from Tariqa, like Tariqa Muhammadiya. Tariqa is the path, and Tariq is the walker on that path. So mashallah, he already have the name as a walker and traveler. So, inshallah, who is going to follow him?
Any of your brothers, just stand up and give your name. It's quite easy. You just have to lift your legs and raise
your hands. If you speak Bangla language, inshallah, brothers are Bangla language are here as well. Urdu, the Urdu, English, they're English brothers as well.
So inshallah, we will, after the majlis, sit in a circle. Those brothers who are maybe shy to give their names at the moment, do take advantage of this opportunity and sit in that circle and you know, try to receive these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might have bestowed upon you. Just some announcements that we have a few camps across the country. The purpose of these camps is obviously one, to learn the path, what we have heard about today, and also to increase our knowledge in the do's and don'ts, the fiqh aspects of Islam, and rectify our beliefs, and also spend time in the house of Allah learning and teaching, and then also to convey this message to the other people who are maybe drowning in sin and leading themselves to the hellfire. So firstly, to help ourselves, to save ourselves from the hellfire, and then take this message to others. So there will be two camps in this month coming. One opportunity is for those people who are, obviously we all have busy lives, those people who are busy during the weekdays, this opportunity for them to take part in a camp on the weekend. This is not this Friday coming, the following Friday, from Friday the 13th to Sunday the 15th, and this camp will be going to London. So inshallah, those brothers who would like to participate in that, please give your names. And you're only going to encourage others if you stand yourself, brothers, so please don't be shy. JazakAllah. Javed, Brother Imran.
Brothers have opportunity in this to stay in the mosque for 1 or 2 days. They stay and they learn very quickly, because many people didn't have opportunity to go to madrasas, and now they are shy. They don't know their prayer, how to do wudu, many of the basic things. So they have this opportunity during the weekday, if they are working in the weekend, and if they are working during the week, they have opportunity in the weekend as well. They can learn. It is free. You only eat whatever you eat. It's only you will take your own expense. Otherwise, there is no expense whatsoever.
So the brothers who want to participate in the weekday, they'll be in Bolton on Monday the 30th of January to Wednesday the 1st of February. So those brothers who are free the weekdays, please stand and give your names, inshallah. JazakAllah, inshallah. Inshallah. So this is something a bit easier because it's local. Alhamdulillah, as you are aware, we also have camps and groups that go to different countries abroad. And for that purpose, inshallah, there will be groups going to Pakistan in February, and Malaysia, and Denmark, and countries like that. So those who would like to give their names for Pakistan, if they can please just stand quickly.
These brothers, inshallah, will go to Pakistan, Malaysia, or Singapore ke liye bhi.
And those who would like to give their intention to travel to Malaysia and Singapore, JazakAllah.
Koi hairangi ki baat nahi hai. There is no surprise in here. People say, oh, Malaysia, Singapore, hum kaise jayenge? How are you living in England when you are from Bangladesh and India and Pakistan? Aap yahan to bade daudte hue aaye. But you come for your worldly livelihood. Yahan aap aaye for dunyavi rizq ke liye. Now this journey is for the rizq in the hereafter, where you will need millions and millions here. You have to live and eat, and you need rizq there. You need good place there. You need proper place there to live in Jannah. So, yahan to hum aaye na Pakistan se duniya ka maal aur rizq dhoondne ke liye, wo paise thode zyada. Ye jo safar kar rahe hain aap abhi, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Singapore, Denmark, ye aakhirat ka rizq hasil karne ke liye. It is to attain the rizq of akhirah. So, isliye to aur zyada dur jana chahiye. The sahaba would go to the end of the world, meaning where only they could see the sea. Samundar nazar aa rahe the maghrib mein, Morocco mein gaye wo, samundar is the Pacific Ocean. And they said, we don't know Allah, that if it is your creation who lives beyond this ocean, this is the end of the world. If it be new, we would have put our horses into the sea as well. Hum samundar mein ghode bhi dal dete. Ye sahaba ne kiya. Aaj to agar hum jahaz pe baith ke and the planes and the cars and safar kar rahe hain to bahut aasan hai.
Now just finally, the brothers would like to give the intention to go to Denmark. Please stand and give your names for that. Just two more announcements about some majalis, inshallah. Obviously, the brothers get opportunities again and again to attend majalis, and obviously sometimes our sisters and our mothers are busy with the duties at home. For this reason, we have a monthly gathering for the sisters, and this will take place this Sunday at this center. So please encourage and bring along your mothers and your sisters and wives so they can participate in this gathering after Zohar Namaz, which will be at 1 o'clock, Sunday the 8th, this Sunday, inshallah. And then following majlis, which is our normal Monday gatherings, will be next Monday in Hyde, inshallah.
Today, Jumairat ke majlis, which normally we have on Thursday, is not going to take place because it has already happened, meaning we have done it today.
So there is no Thursday majlis, morning majlis. And also, यहाँ आपने सुना है कि औरतों के लिए मजलिस है इतवार वाले दिन अपनी बेटियों को बहनों को और माओं को जो इंग्लिश स्पीकिंग है मुख्तलिफ जबानें वो इस जगह में बैठती हैं यहाँ पर्दा लगा दिया जाता है इन कंप्लीट हिजाब दे सिट मुकम्मल पर्दे में और मर्द भी साथ आ सकते हैं वो अपना लेके महरम के साथ वो आती हैं वो भी अपना एक जगह मुनासिब में बैठ सकते हैं लेकिन ऊपर और नीचे ये औरतें बच्चे होते हैं ज्यादा तो ये इतवार वाले दिन उनके भी उनको भी जन्नत की जरूरत है उन्हें भी जो दोजख से बचाना चाहिए और अल्लाह का हुक्म है घर वालों को भी बचाओ दोजख से ये तो नहीं आपने जन्नत में जाना है और उन्होंने नहीं तो उनकी भी चाहत होती है तो उनको भी इस दुनिया से साथ लेके जन्नत में जाए वो इंतजाम आपने आपके जिम्मे है अपने एंड द अदर services which this center provides, this zaviya and masjid provides, their people and children and adults they come to learn. There is a Sunday hoti hai Bangla majlis. Sunday there is a Bangla language mein majlis hoti hai for elderly and young. They should come and participate. And weekdays there is special curriculums. Taught to students with a special syllabus in which they can make themselves better and learn Quran and also learn akhlaq and Arabic and other things. Bachiyon ke liye bhi. So many services, zikr aur is tarah ki hoti hain. So do inform your friends and family to participate as they have a center. It has no other purpose really. The mosque, there are mosque here, there is mosque there. This is for actually catering for youth and also for elderly and young so that they can make it as like a community gathering for religious purposes. And it should be alive, meaning all the time it should, something should have been happening every day or the other day. Women are using it, men are using it separately, the children are studying. Otherwise for Juma and prayer, the mosques are, many mosques around here. So make use of it, inshallah you will be welcome to use it and participate in it as well. Jazakumullah. Subhanakallahu bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk inshallah. Astaghfirullah.
Inshallah now we are going to commence the majlis of the Durood and Salam. There's many etiquettes of this majlis. If a person sits with these etiquettes inshallah then he will benefit to the maximum. So firstly, those brothers, if you could move nearer, inshallah, and try to be in a place where you can also see the screen as well, because that will help you in this gathering, inshallah. So firstly, we need to once again correct our intentions that we are here for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and refresh the three P's that Allah is with us, Allah is watching us, Allah is hearing what we are saying, what we are thinking. And we should be in this frame of mind throughout this gathering. So while, inshallah, we are going to proceed with this gathering, we should bear some things in mind. Firstly, that with our eyes, inshallah, the screen will help us to focus because we will see the picture of the green dome, the Gumbaz-e Hijra. So we should firstly focus on that for a while and embed it into our minds. And if we do lose concentration throughout the majlis, we can once again open our eyes and refocus towards that, inshallah. Some nasheed will be played, but the purpose of this nasheed is also to help us to focus. It's not actually to recite the nasheed, so please don't recite the nasheed, just listen to them and you know, help yourself to focus. And with our tongues silently, inshallah, we'll be reciting durood upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From our heart, you know, we will be calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness and goodness, inshallah. And we should be, with our minds, thinking that from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a light is descending. And this light is combining with a light that is coming from Medina Sharif, from the Gumbad-e Hazra, the Green Dome. And this light is descending upon this blessed gathering and descending upon our teacher, and from them descending to all our hearts. So have an open heart so we can receive this the fares and the blessings, inshallah, and continue in this mindset. So Urdu mein thoda aapko bata dun ke kai adab is majlis ke hain, agar is adab se hum baithenge inshallah to zyada fayda hoga. Ek to jab pehle hum apni niyat jo hai na wo durust kare ke Allah ke liye hum baithe hain, Allah ki rza ke liye, aur ye soch apne zehen mein le aaye ke Allah hamare saath hai, Allah hame dekh rahe hai, Allah hame sun rahe hai jo zikr hum karenge. اور کوشش کریں جب یہ نشید لگائی جائے گی ہمارے ذہن کو تازہ رکھنے کے لیے کہ ہم ساتھ ساتھ یہ نعتیں نہ پڑھیں صرف سنیں کانوں کے ساتھ اور زبان کے ساتھ ہم خاموشی کے ساتھ درود و سلام بھیجیں اور دل کے ساتھ جو اللہ ہماری توجہ اللہ کی طرف ہو دعائیں ہو مغفرت کی اور ذہن میں یہ تصور ہو کہ ایک اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے نور آ رہا ہے اور یہ نور اور ایک دوسرا جو نور مدینہ شریف سے آ رہا ہے یہ دونوں نور جمع ہو کہ اس مجلس میں آ رہے ہیں اور یہاں ہمارے ادھر حضرت صاحب پر آ رہے ہیں اور ان کے ذریعے ہم تک پہنچ رہے ہیں اور اسی تصور کو جمع رکھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ ہم زیادہ فائدہ حاصل کریں گے. جزاک اللہ.
جس طرح آپ نے سن لیا کہ توجہ کے ساتھ پہلے مل کے تھوڑا درود و سلام پڑھیں گے کٹھے آواز سے اور پھر اس کے بعد آفٹر دیٹ سم نشید ول بی پلیڈ تو ان کو سنیں اینڈ لسن ٹو دا نعتس اینڈ ریسائٹ درود اینڈ سلام ود یور ہارٹ اینڈ مائنڈ اینڈ آلسو سائلنٹلی ود یور ٹنگ اور درود و سلام پڑھتے رہیں دل میں بھی اور زبان سے بھی آہستہ آہستہ نعتیں سنتے ہوئے اور یہ نعتیں جو ہیں ان میں میوزک نہیں ہونا چاہیے میننگ دیٹ دے شوڈنٹ بی اونلی ادر تھنگ If anyone found or finds anything, they should let the brothers know because the music is not allowed actually with the naat, except actually daf. Ye daf hoti hai, wo jaiz hai, yani kayu namaz ke nazdeek. To uske ilawa dusra nahi hai. Sometimes brothers do check, but sometimes things go through without noticing. So others should actually inform them so that they can actually. Be more cautious.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو خسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا. 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 على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين. والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. والفريقين من عرب ومن. يا نبي سلام عليك. يا رسول سلام عليك. صلوات الله عليك. يا حبيب سلام عليك. يا نبي سلام عليك. يا رسول سلام عليك. صلوات الله عليك. يا حبيب سلام عليك. يا نبي سلام عليك. يا رسول سلام عليك. صلوات الله عليك. يا حبيب سلام عليك. يا حبيب سلام. لا إله إلا الله. 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 لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رحمن يا رحيم.